Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, Allah, the Lord and Cherisher of the world. Most gracious, most merciful, Master of the Day of Judgment, Thee do we worship, and Thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom Thou hast bestowed Thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and those who go not astray. Amen. I bear witness there is no God except Allah, Al-Khaliq, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between, and no partners have he. And I bear witness Muhammad of 1445 Ramadan. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is Allah's servant and messenger and the seal of the prophethood. I greet you and us with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. And welcome to this evening's session of Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360 Islamic Radio, the number one listening radio station in the nation. And I am your host, Dapreeta Abdul Haidi, servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hadi, the guide. And as always, oh, don't start none. That's right. Come on, let's get the big hugs now. Get the big hugs. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I'm feeling you now. Alhamdulillah, thank you so kindly. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you feel my love back to you. Isn't it wonderful to be able to, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he says, he gives us, and we can acknowledge this, he gives us our faculties of hearing, seeing, feeling, understanding, and intelligence. And it's so sad to say, he says that, and little thanks it is we give. Now, how can we not give as much thanks as always that we can think of in remembrance of these faculties that our Lord highly glorified as he has given to us? Al-Adi, the Most High. Isn't that something? He gives us this feeling, hearing, and seeing, intellect, you know, intelligence, you know, intelligence, you know. Oh, I feel that. I hear that. I see that. You know? It was a wonderful thing. It's such a wonderful thing. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. As we know, we are continuous to be in the first month of the Islamic calendar, Muharram. And it's a blessed month. Alhamdulillah. And today is the 18th day. Look, the 18th day of Muharram, 1445. And as we can see, we halfway through, and it just came in last week. Alhamdulillah. Oh, I tell you, alhamdulillah. So today is Muharram 18, 1445 on the Hijra calendar, and August 5th, 2023 on the Gregorian calendar. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Tonight, we continue to discuss our relationship with our Lord and Cherisher, Allah highly glorified as he, Al-Mukit, the sustainer of his creation. Alhamdulillah. And we continue to look into our relationship with him and our relationship with his creation. And, you know, we've been talking about the articles of faith, you know, the beliefs of the Islamic faith, the belief of Muslims. Well, we're going to continue that studying on that path, but we're also going to make some connections tonight. And although this presentation is for all of us present, but for a surety with an emphasis on our new shahadas and believers in general, who are seeking to get a knowledge and understanding of Al-Islam, inshallah, and the meaning and what Muslims are doing in their study and in their practice of Al-Islam. Alhamdulillah, we're totally excited about that. I'm trying to see, oh, something, you know, I want to share with you, and I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everybody is enjoying the fact, if your mom and dad are still here with you, and I pray Allah that you and them as well are enjoying each other's company and presence, you know, because for those of us whose parents are no longer here, you know, and you all that the parents are here, and we that the parents are not here, we all have to do the same things, because you got to reference your parents how they live and love them every day and let them know and hear you and see you and feel how you love them, care, and you're so grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. Because we, as the ones that parents have already made their transition back to our Lord, Allah, highly glorified is He. We're just thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the time that we had to be with them. And you know how it makes us feel. So those of you that have your parents and your siblings and they're here, hold them and hold them tight and say, I love you. And you know what brings this on my mind is that one of my sister's birthday was yesterday. And, of course, we went to accommodate that celebration, you know. Alhamdulillah. And In doing so, you know, she's about 12 years older than I am, actually from my mom's first marriage. I'm the oldest between my mom and her second marriage, which was with my dad, and I'm actually the oldest. So I actually went to the celebration yesterday of her oldest daughter, my mother's oldest daughter. Well, I'm going to think her third oldest daughter. Her third oldest daughter. You know, with celebrating her birthday yesterday. And it just made me reflect, you know. Just reflect. As a matter of fact, we all did. And then, of course, my sisters, between my mom and my dad, which it's three girls and two boys, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has returned the two boys back to Him, and so it's only us girls left, and I am the oldest of the three girls, you know. And it was just so beautiful and so touching yesterday. As a matter of fact, and I ain't gonna hold y'all up with this, but I just want to share this with you. It's such a joy to be able to be present in your siblings, you know, the birthdays you know, and especially when they're older than you. Because that means that they got information that I don't have. And certainly, seeing that this is, I'm of my mom's second marriage, and she is of our mom's first marriage, that the information that she would have some information about our mom and my dad. So, and I did. I received some information, and I'm just excited, and I'm happy, and I wanted to share that with you all. You know me, I love sharing with you now, and because it's going to make you reflect, I'm sure, on some event or birthday or, that you may have had in your family. And you're just thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us that opportunity to be present this daytime and share in their birthdays, and that they're able to share in our birthdays. Alhamdulillah. So with that, we're going to take our first public service announcement here. And we're going to be connecting the pillars. We're going to be reading the pillars and connecting the pillars and then the articles of faith, you know, trying to put this together. For I know we seasoned Muslims got this clear understanding, and, oh, we already know that. Some of us say, well, we already know, and that's okay. Okay, it's good. And that just makes us more patient and eager for our brethren, our younger believers, Muslims and believers to receive of whatever information that we already have been blessed to receive at an earlier time in our lives. Alhamdulillah. So that's what we're going to be doing. So with that, you're listening to Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, Dapreetha Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we ask you to stick and stay. Please do not go away, and we will be right back, inshallah. And you know, of course, where I'm starting at here to just liven us all up and wake us right up, we're going to get into our first PSA. Peace, love, and compassion, along with other information about CWSC and its intelligentsias. From our own Martha Naila Abdullah, Executive Director of CWSC.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you. The one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah, and we are back. And before we get started, appreciate everyone for being here inside the studio as well as out here in AM360.org land. And this is a shout out to you in the AM360.org land. You know that at any time you have a comment or a question you'd like to share with us, you're going to need to dial into the studio. And you're going to do that by dialing in at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 and press 1. So that way we can know that you have something. We can see you, your hand up, and we'll know that you have something you want to share, and we'll certainly give you that opportunity. We want to encourage everyone to connect with us 24-hour live and podcast programming at am360.org, or you can dial in at 701 719 4197. And I know the those of you that are regulars and you come every week, I know you already, you know, got the number written down and probably still writing it down. But just a reminder for everyone else that perhaps has not been here, may be here for the first time, you're going to definitely want to make sure that you have a pad and pencil with you, so that way you can, you know, anything you hear or learn from here, you can be able to write it down. If you want to share any comments about it, you can do so. Also, we want to encourage you to visit our Parent Cooperation Community-Wide Shura Conference at cwsc.us. Yes, that is us. That is where you'll find out about the Intelligentsias at cwsc.us. Give us a like on Facebook. Also, you can leave a listener comment at the business office, or you can ask a question at this number as well, and that would be at 910-317-0297. And remember, however you choose to connect with us, we look forward to hearing from you, and we certainly do appreciate you kindly. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Okay, let us get started here. Now, like I say, you know, we've been talking about the articles of faith in Islam, you know, and this is to help us connect the information and what be able to put it in a perspective that we can see it. You know, my objective here on Al Islam in Focus is this Al Islam in Focus. And my thinking when I say in focus and my objective in saying in focus for me is to be able to put the information up like in your say, for instance, you have a tablet before you, a blackboard before you, whatever writing pad that you want to have before you, you're able to take this information and actually see it in its essence, you know. You know, being able to, as we say, connect that information, which brings about a firmness in your belief. There's a firmness in your faith. And being able to learn the information and share the information, alhamdulillah. So we are going to start with the pillars. Now, as we know, as seasoned Muslims, there are five pillars of the faith of Islam, or we might say five basic tenets that help one profess their faith. They, you know, one might say, yeah, I'm a Muslim, yeah, but if they're not practicing it, then they're just saying it with their mouth. And we don't know how their heart is set up or what, you know, how Allah is going to deal with any of us as only for what he says, you know. And, you know, you have to practice. You do have to practice the faith. So in such practicing, the professors of one saying, oh, I'm a Muslim. I study Islam. I am a Muslim. Well, and they have to pray. They have to make sure they, first of all, pray. And I'm not talking about praying when you want to pray, like, oh, well, the day I feel like I get up. And I'm not going to call out no names, but, you know, we got some brethren that they say, well, I prayed this morning. I prayed this morning when I got up, and that's a good thing. And then they say, and I'll pray tonight before I go to bed, and there too is a good thing. If you're a Muslim, if you're confessing to be a Muslim, you already know what the prescription is. And the prescription for Muslims is to pray five times a day. Now, these are learning the pillars, and that is the prescription that has been authorized by the one and only authority, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is He, the creator Al-Kadi and Al-Muki, the sustainer of His creation. So when He prescribes the medication, if you would, or the coolness of the drink that we need on a hot day, then we will be praying of the five times a day. So you're going to pray when you wake up, yeah. But guess what? You're going to pray in between the time before you go to bed. So when you get ready to go to bed, you know, pray from the before the sunrise to the sunset, and all in between you have prayed, alhamdulillah. Now that is prayer to increase one's belief, increase one's faith. As a matter of fact, Muslims organize their days around the call to prayer. And others stop what they are doing during the call and make supplications to Allah. You know what? Now, I'm glad they brought this out, because you know what that reminded me of, y'all? When we are on here, and it's going to come up here in a little bit, we're on and we're talking, and you know that Asa is coming in. We know this. And so here, what it says, and some of the Muslims, they stop what they're doing. They stop. We organize our days around the prayer call, and oftentimes we stop what we're doing during the call and make supplication. Now, you know, and I hear on the radio that, you know, they don't like to have too much of the blank space, but I'm wondering, could we, like, if they say, oh, well, we heard the prayer call in the background, would they, then they say, well, okay, it wasn't blank space. So that's what I'd be trying to do, but in the presence of that, I do be making a supplication, you know, to our Lord, you know, acknowledging Him and acknowledging the prayer, the fact that prayer is coming in, though we do have, you know, some time, even after we get off the program this evening, we'll still have time to make the Asa prayer. Isn't that just wonderful, though? But you know how we are, some of us, you know, we be like, okay, but the prayer is in now, so look here, everybody, just chill out. We're going to go get prayer. But I'm pretty sure Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is He, is Al-Ghafar, the all-forgiving. He is all-forgiving, and He said, well, at least they stopped to acknowledge Me, and that they made the promise that as soon as I let them loop of their responsibility of what they're doing, they're going to come, and they're going to make that prayer that has been prescribed for them to make. So he does have patience with us. He is who? He is Al-Sabr, the most patient. So we certainly do thank Him for that, and we certainly do thank Him for giving us the opportunity to learn about Him and the things and the prescriptions, the prescribed ordinance that He's given to us as His servants, alhamdulillah. So we do believe in the prayer, and when we profess our faith as Muslims, and we pray five times a day, at least, and you can pray more. You can always pray more, and there's always going to be blessings, any extra that we do. But for a surety, while we are doing extras, make sure we get in that which has been prescribed. You know, that's just like, you know what I'm saying? Well, I'm I'm going to drink some water, but maybe it was prescribed. Say you had a medication prescribed. So, well, I'm drinking water. Yeah, but did you take the prescribed medication, you know, in drinking that water? You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm talking about right there. Don't y'all start that with me. All right now. So we're going to pray five times a day for sure and any extras that we can get in there. And we're going to give Zakat. You know, that's donating a certain portion of our wealth, yes. Zakat, yes, but I wanted to think of also we just give charity in general, too. So giving charity in terms of a certain portion of our wealth, you know, it's like a, can be equal to like a tithe, if you would, you know, where the Christians say, well, I give so much of my paycheck to the donating of the church or to the donating of the causes that we are responsible to as servants of God. Mm-hmm. So we do that. But then some, you can also say, I just want to give. It might exceed that amount. I just want to give. It may not be coming out of a paycheck or a certain portion like that, but it's out of what we have been blessed with, whatever that is. We're willing to share it. You know, we're willing, and that's the whole idea behind charity, is giving of one's wealth, whatever amount it could be. So now we got praying, we got charity, Zakat, and then we got the fasting in the month of Ramadan. And, you know, I know it's been yet a couple months, three months or so since we had Ramadan, maybe four. But it's still, we can be looked at as, you know, we just come through Ramadan and we had to eat. And oh, and don't forget, I know we just come through also the next one too. So, but, you know, we just come through Ramadan, the fasting, not too long. It hasn't been that long, you know. So we pray, we give the charity. We fast. Okay. Okay. You know what? Sometimes my computer, it wants to act really, really bad and just go out. And so, you know, of course, I just call Allah, and then we get that straightened out. Okay. Now, so then we're going to do the fasting. And these are the pillars now that we're dealing with, because we're going to connect them with the articles of the faith, and show, you know, you'll see how they are connecting and how that increases us in our belief, that increases us in faith, that gives us insight, gives knowledge, gives us wisdom. So after that, the Ramadan, we fasting in the month of Ramadan, we prescribed to make the pilgrimage. And, you know, that's when we just got through. We just got through with the pilgrimage. Now, this is the first, that was just last month. So we just got through with the pilgrimage. So we make the pilgrimage to Mecca in Saudi Arabia. Now, and each pillar, each of the pillars are an important part of a Muslim, of being a Muslim. And, you know, and people that live over in, like, Saudi Arabia, in India, also in Turkey, it's the call to prayer can be heard through loudspeakers. That means mounted on minarets, you know, those up in the, you know, you've seen them. But in any case, just think of this here. You are walking around in your community, and I know it just have to be so beautiful, and just, you're walking around in your city. Say, for instance, maybe you had walked to the store, or you might be just outside of your house or something, and you hear the prayer call. You hear the prayer call. If you just take a listen right now to the prayer, and I know many of you do, but I'm saying it like I'm saying to my my new Shahadas and the new believers, look, you got to learn this because you got to connect with it. You know, you got to go deep inside. When you hear that prayer call, hear what it's being said and connect with it, because all of this information you're learning about Allah, highly glorified is He, and learning Al-Asma ul-Husna so you can become closer and understanding of Him, and also being able to have the passport, if you would, straight to the paradise, all the way up in there, the door being open and you being able to go in, say, oh, this is your seat right here that's been saved for you. In learning the Al-Asma ul-Husna. So in all of this, this makes us more submissive in terms of loving. Now, you know I'm going to give you all of the expressions in my soul about it, because that's just the way it is. And when you hear that prayer call, when you listen to it, and you know what I like to do? There's when I hear the person making the prayer call, I'm listening at his actual, his connection, if you would. I'm listening at his connection with our Lord and Cherisher. You know, he's praying out his soul. He's calling out his soul, and it's touching us. And so it invokes the piety in our heart, you know, and in our minds and in our souls, you know. We wow, when we hear and we look over it and we be like, oh, Allah, you're so good to us. And we thank you so kindly. You know how it make you feel. And if you don't believe me and you're new, Shahada, and you've not touched that basis as of yet, next opportunity you get to hear the prayer call, I want you to listen to it really close. And you know you can pull it up on your, you know, you can go to YouTube and pull up the prayer call and Muslim prayer call, and it'll give it to you. And as a matter of fact, you know, you can download it on your phones too. And I know a lot of the younger people, and not only the younger ones, but I'm speaking to you all mostly right now, because I know you have your phone. Lord have mercy, can you even sleep without it? I know at one time, I think you all are getting a little bit better, but it was at a point in time where, I mean, you know, I had to have that phone, and you was on there doing something, but. When instead of taking out in any other time, whatever you do with your phone, make sure you have downloaded prayer call for the five prayers so it can help remind you, hey, prayer is in, you know. And when you do that, it's gonna invoke the piety in you, you know. It's going to give you insight and direction, and you're going to feel your connection with our Lord and Cherisher, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Mukit, our sustainer of all creation, alhamdulillah. And of course, as Muslims, you know, we pray in the direction of Mecca. Now, in Saudi Arabia, pray in the direction of Mecca in Saudi Arabia. You know, I was reading, and what was I reading? It's from the Quran, I'm almost sure. I can't quite remember what But sure it was, but I'm sure for the seasoned Muslim, you've read it many times. And maybe some of you knew Shahadas might have run, already come up to that information, maybe not. But anyway, as you see in here, it says Muslims pray in direction of Mecca in Saudi Arabia. And I remember reading in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we pray towards Mecca in Saudi Arabia to give our consent, to give our consent to be guided. Now, isn't that something? Isn't that just wonderful? You know, that we, everything that we do as Muslims in our worship to our Lord, it has a meaning. It has a blessing in it for us in this life, not only in this life, but in the life to come too, you know? And don't feel like, oh, man, we get to talking about in the life to come. Now, you're rushing me out of here or something like, no, it's not that. Listen. Because I'm going to tell you, as you're learning Al-Asma'ul Husna, you're going to learn something. You're going to see some insight that, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, he has made for his servant that which no eye has seen, no ear has heard, nor has it even occurred to human heart. So that's what I'm talking about. That's the type of insight that I'm talking about when we begin in our studying of Al-Asma'ul Husna. We're going to pick up these beautiful bounties and blessings and favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so now just a minute. I'm going to stop right here because you know this time is going to run with us, don't you? I see it running with us. Oh, no, go back. Okay, I'm going to have to do this here. Hold on. Just give me one more. Yeah, the time is running, and we're going to have to. Oh, stop it. Okay. Are you serious? Okay, here we go. Yeah, we're going to have to take our pause for our public service announcement. Important information. And as always, okay, hold on here. Yeah, no, I'm good through. Okay. We're going to take our pause. You're listening to Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, Dapreeza Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we ask you, we'll be back in a while. Inshallah.
The peace be on you.
Oh, did miss up. Oh, hold on. Where are we at? Okay. Wait a minute. Just hang on now. You know it's trying to act up on me. See what's
the
up.
The peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Omar Shakir, and I'm Resident Imam of Masjid Bilal Ibn Rabah in San Antonio, Texas. And I would like to invite you every first Sunday from 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time to join us for our class where we're dealing with the subject matter of the basics in Al-Islam. We are excited about this program, even if we're new Muslims or Muslims have been in the faith for many, many years. It is a wonderful opportunity to learn and understand this beautiful way of life. We also connected with various insights from the tafsir of Imam Waliduddin Muhammad radiallahu anhu, and we all explain its practical application. We look forward to being with you on every first Sunday of the month where we would deal with the basics of Islam. The peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum as-salam, and we are back. Alhamdulillah. And again, we want to thank you so kindly for being here. And just a reminder to those of you that are out there in the AM360.org land, and you know, if you have any question or comment that you want to make, remember, and this, I know that you've already been sitting there, but then, you know, we always got new ones coming in, so be patient, everyone. I want you to remember that you'll need to dial in at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 and press 1. And that would be an indication that you have something you want to share, and we'll certainly give you that opportunity. Give us a like on Facebook. Visit us at Community Wide Shira Conference. That's at cwsc.us. Yes, that's us. You can also email us if you'd like at info@cwsc.us. Again, that is us. That's in the email form. Also, you can give us a like on Facebook and leave us a listener comment at 910-317-0297. And remember, however you choose to connect with us, we look forward to hearing from you. And we do appreciate you kindly. Okay. And we're going to get back here and continue here. As we were saying before we left out, that we pray into the in the direction of Mecca in Saudi Arabia. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said to us that when we do this, we are consenting. We're saying, yes, Allah, I want your guidance. Please guide me. You know, and He hears us, and he does. Okay. Oh, it says here that for many Muslims, the practice of prayer helps them experience Allah in an intimate way. You know, that's like, oh, I mean, you know, and when I'm looking at intimate, you know, it's like, I mean, so deep in your soul that when you think of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, it stands you still. It makes you be in attendance to him, because you know for a fact that you can count on him, and that makes you just love him, and you're so, you know, I always tell people, and you hear me say this a number of times, I say, I always ask Allah to hold me, and I'm serious about that, and you will be too, if you give it an opportunity, whatever you're going with, you know how sometimes we just, things we can go through, and it just like, it'd be so tight on us, you know, it'd be like, you know, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was saying that for the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and those that lead with him, he said that their test or their task would be so great sometimes that they just cry out and say, when will the help of Allah come? You know, because in that compassion that they are feeling in the need that they have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are confirmed in our mind, body, soul, and spirit that, you know, we can feel this way. But what we're asking is actually going to be attended to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is, he is Al-Mujib. Remember, we got the ID, and then we got the IB. IB is in Bismillah, and the ID is in David. Majid, ID, which is the glorious, and Majid, and Mujib, which is the MU, and it's going to be with the IB on the end. Well, the Majid, Allah highly glorified, is he the glorious one. And the Mujib, M-U-J-I-B, is the responsive one. So when we're making that call to him for whatever it is that we're needing, practicing the practice of prayer brings us in that closeness, and that we feel his love. You know, when we come on here every week and we say, I feel your love, and I pray a lot you feel mine, well, then that's what he does. He, in that feeling, that's the intimacy that we have with him. He is so glorious. You know this. Alhamdulillah, I'm just sharing more of the expression of it. I'm believing, because that's totally what I'm feeling. And I certainly, even though the seasoned Muslim already know and they already got that feeling and understanding, I want to make sure, you know, I love all of you now. I don't start none, but I want to make sure that our new Shahadas and new believers, we want you to feel too at peace and quiet and love and patience and happiness. Good cheer, alhamdulillah. You know, that brings me to something I say always. You know, when I was younger, and perhaps some of you that are on here younger than myself, and I was your age and not yet called a senior, oh, but they're making them earlier now in the senior, but those of you are not yet called a senior. But when I was in those years, let me tell you, the seniors, oh, my goodness. I even developed a program for them, and there, and I used to carry out a program for the seniors and at cook for them and just baby them up, you know, whatever they needed, read for them, handle their bills. We still do stuff like that as well, but now, what you know, what the difference is, and I still love my seniors now. I still do, but I'm a senior too now, and. And I'm still loving us and taking care of us, but guess who my babies is now? You know who my babies are now. The ones that were the age, the ones that are the age that I were when I were not a senior. And now they're the age that now I'm an actual senior. So, and it just makes me laugh. But when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we practice this religion, it's going to give us that intimate feeling, that closeness, that insight, and the understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has been, and I remember reading this somewhere that prayer is a window of the soul, that open the window of the soul, you know, something like that, because and that can be really true, because your soul is, that's what's the really closeness, you know, to our Lord. That's the intimacy right there, because that is the inner of us. And then out here, this physical body, this is the physical of us. So alhamdulillah. So, again, you know, we're supposed to take that journey to the make the pilgrimage in Mecca, during the take the Hajj in Mecca, if we can do, and then we fast, and then we also I'm giving this information, new shahadas, so we can connect. You know, connect the religion with the articles, and to connect the pillars and the articles together, what we're doing here. Inshallah. Okay. And, you know, when we talk about fasting in the month of Ramadan, because the month of Ramadan, as we know, was the month that the Quran was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, during this glorious month of Ramadan. Okay. And we know it's the ninth month. Okay. And then we have the Eid. We believe in the Eid. And these are practices that we do. Okay. We do the Eid, the do Eid prayers that we do. We just got through it once. Eid of Adha. Which is after the Hajj, and then the Eid of Fitr, which is the one after the Ramadan. Okay, alhamdulillah. So now that is the pillars, okay? So you got five in all. And I know you've written them down, and you're down with them. I know y'all ready to roll. Let's go. You're saying, let's go, okay. Okay, now let's move on to... wait just a minute here. Connecting, I believe this is where we're going to go right here. Remember we had may Allah help me with this. What did I do? Remember we had the, making the connection now. We just did the pillars. And then we have the articles, right? And then the articles was what? Articles were the belief in Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, we studied those as well. And let's see. Then that was the first article. Then we had... belief in the prophets, and we even talked about what it means to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though you can't put your hand on him or anything of that nature, which is also going to be one of those articles, remember. And we went on and we looked at the third article of faith, which was the belief in the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we talked about those, and we believe in the angels. And remember when we were talking about the belief in the angels? Let me see here. Check this out right here. Believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala includes implementing all of the obligations Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed upon us. And that's that prayer that we just went through, the five pillars. You got to do them all. The prayer, the fasting, paying the zakat, and... making the Hajj and the fasting. Remember that? So we went through those. What it means to believe in the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not just to believe in some of them, but believing in them all. So I say to believe in Allah's prophets is to believe that Allah chose these men who were the best citizens of their community to guide and remind the people to remember Allah. See, like, just seeing those kind of words, see how that's what you call intimacy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it touches you there. You just be like, you're so grateful. Believing in Allah's prophets also means, peace and blessings Allah be upon him, recognizing that Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings Allah be upon him, was the last of the prophets. And You know what I like to, at this point in time, to direct everyone on Tuesday morning. We have a program right here on AM 360, and it's entitled The Lives of the Prophets. And William Kareem, he does that program on Tuesday morning, and it just kind of came back to my memory when and I was mentioning about the belief in the prophets, all of them, peace and blessing Allah be upon him. And remember what we also learned here. What we were learning, you know, was that to believe in Allah's books, to believe that Allah sent down all of the following books, holy books, to his four prophets, the Torah, the Psalms, the Gospel, and the Quran. The books of prophets, David was the book of the Psalms. And the book of prophet Moses, was the Torah. And the angel, which was revealed to prophet Isa, Jesus, was a guide to the Christians. Now the Torah, that was the book sent as a guide to the Jews. And the angel, which was the gospel, was revealed to prophet Isa, Jesus, to guide the Christians, and was revealed to the last prophet that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send to mankind, which was prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings Allah be upon him, was the Quran. And you remember what we found out, too? You remember where it was saying, I'm trying to connect something here with when it was saying that the revelation of the Torah has been referenced several times within the Quran. The Torah was revealed to prophet Moses, may Allah be pleased with him, who was sent as a messenger to the Jews. And Allah says in Surah Al-Maidah, verse 44, that's Surah 5 in the Quran, indeed, we sent down the Torah, in which was guidance and light. Alhamdulillah. So we learned about the, we said we believe in the books. We believe in the prophets. These messengers will be up in the messengers. We believed in the angels. Remember also, we're talking about, we learned about something about an angel with 600 wings. Y'all remember that? Let me see, I'm trying to remember here. And when your Lord said to the angels, verily, I am going to place mankind generations after generations on earth. Okay. And that was Surah 2, Ayat 30. Then we also went on and so we believing in Allah, his prophets, his messengers, his books, and the angels. Then we went on, we made a connection here. We said, the unseen. We said we also making this connection in these pillars that was a foundation of us coming. When we saying, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, that, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an Muhammad Rasulullah, that we bear witness that there is no God except Allah. Highly glorified is he. And that Muhammad, may the prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, is Allah's servant and messenger. So when we said that, and we say we believe in that, then we also believe in the books, the angels. We believe in Allah, the books, the angels, the messengers. We believe in the unseen. Now, I know y'all know what this is all about. Even if you are a new Shahada, I know if you just have any idea in your heart and belief of where you come from about God, whether you was a Christian or whether you was a Jew or whether you was a Muslim just coming, you have that confirmed belief because somehow you can feel it to the presence that you're feeling this so closely that you can actually see it. You can see it because you see, I'm just saying this, I'm gonna use an analogy that happened to me, okay? So I'm driving, right? And it's getting late and I don't do too much driving, and some of you may remember me sharing this with you. And I don't do much driving, you know, if I don't have to, and when it began to get my grip, I'm really heading home if I'm still out. But this particular evening, dark caught me. You know, it was like it's dark after the Maghrib. So it's like at least a half an hour after the Maghrib, because, you know, like a half an hour after Maghrib, you know, now you got the dark. It's dark. Okay, and so I'm driving. And in my mind, I'm seeing that I'm just supposed to keep straight forward in the direction that I'm going. I didn't see that it was cars on each. I don't know, my mind had went like I was on the expressway or something. And so I'm driving, and by the time, what I had was a stop sign, but I didn't recognize the stop sign until I got in the middle of the street. And by the time I got in the middle of the road, oh my God, here come cars on the right of me, here come cars on the left of me, and I'm in a sandwich. I'm like, oh Allah, help me, please help me. So see, when you're learning Al-Asma'ul Husna and you're talking about believing in the unseen, see, now you're going to begin to see what I'm talking about. Because at that time, where I was at, I could have got sandwiched in by the traffic from my right and my left, and that would have been just terrible. For me, for sure, yeah, their cars would have been banged up too, but it could have been real terrible for myself. But do you believe that I actually felt and I actually saw in that instance how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had moved me in this car that I'm driving, moved it? I didn't throw my hands from the steering wheel. I kept my hands on, and I'm just calling Allah. But he guided this car in me to where, though it was some screeching cars from my right and my left to not hit me, he got me across that path safely. And I'm feeling him taking me across this path safely. And when I got across there, all I could do was stop and put the car in park. So all I could do. And thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so kindly for him being there in the unseen and letting me see him in the unseen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so he who believes in the unseen, establish prayer and donate from what we have provided for them. Oh my God. And you'll find this in Surah 2, Ayat 3. Then we went on, so we believe in the unseen, which is the article of faith. And then we went on and we did the sixth article of faith, which was believing in the divine decree. And you know what's so beautiful with this relationship. We're talking about our relationship now with our Lord now. And I know the seasoned believer, they have experienced this. They know exactly what I'm talking about. But I also believe that our new Shahadas and those that believe, they are feeling this. Now, whether they understand it or not, they still feeling what we're talking about. Believing in the divine decree, that is that no matter what befalls us in our life, it only happens by the permission of Allah and Allah Ta'ala. And whosoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like that, guides his heart to the true faith with certainty. So we say, but yeah, but this here thing happened to me, and then we get into the woulda, coulda, shoulda. And you know, we don't have to do that as believers. We don't have to get into the woulda, coulda, shoulda, because it's not going to do us any, it's no faith in that anyway, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, it says, that which has come upon you was not going to, that which befalls you is only by the leave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's what was meant. And you might say, but this here happened. How can you say, I had an incident? Well, see, I tell you, I'm a seasoned Muslim. So I've had an incident. I done been around this cup at least one time, everybody. But in this incident, I've had an incident. And it wasn't a very, I mean, one would have looked at it and said, that's just tragic. And I myself could have looked at it in that way as well. But you know what? My belief and the insight of that belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified as He, dictated to me about the situation. And I said, I know I had good intentions when this that came upon me. And it could have been looked at, as I said early, as tragic. But I said, no. I saw the hand of Allah there. And I said, oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I see. Help me through this. Help me. And there again, I said, oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hold me. Hold me. And you know what I did? I folded myself up. And you know how if someone is holding you, like consoling you, you know? And that's what I did with that situation. And I tell you, it was really something to deal with now. But I stayed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I stayed with Him. I never wavered at all into this calamity that had come up on me. And you know what? By believing in divine decree and that nothing befalls us except that by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I was good with it. I said, it's okay. Okay. It's okay. Just hold me, Allah, and get me through this. And He did. So that's what I mean when I'm saying that's the experience that I've had in believing in these articles and the faith, in increasing my faith in this belief. You know. So, let's see, where did my... So alhamdulillah, I got to get my computer. I got to get this program back on my computer, y'all, but we're just going to work out. So when we believing in the, first of all, when we are adhering to the pillars, it leads us to understanding the religion and gives us the information and insight through the articles of the faith, which increases us in our faith. Alhamdulillah. You know what? I do apologize, y'all. You know what? I have not even checked my board. You know I love you all dearly. And I don't mean to stay a long time. But when I do, I just appreciate you. I just appreciate you, you know, having patience with me. Now, before I go to my, you know what? I better go to this PSA because I'm not sure how long I better go here to the caller because I'm not sure how long you've been there, and my apologies. We're going to take the caller, 727-741. Welcome to Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM360. Assalamu alaikum. State your name. Where are you calling from?
My name is Martha Naila Abdullah, calling from St. Petersburg, Clearwater, Florida. And greetings of peace to you, my dear, and to everyone.
Alhamdulillah. Same to you, my love. Alhamdulillah.
Praise be to God. I haven't been on long, not even three whole minutes. But when I heard you bear witness, I said this, and now I can refer to, I'm going to just relate this to Christian days where I was in the church. And still consider myself in the church, but gone on further, progressed. And I say it like that because my mother, the love that she showed us, shared with us, was through her teaching us about God and how to fellowship. And in those fellowshipping times is when I heard, as a child, I heard older ones bearing witness to how they had their faith in God has brought them through. God has brought me through a many long days, they will say. God has brought me through some hard times. And you know, and I just kept holding on to the gospel plow. And then they began to sing songs. And as a child, I felt good, but I hadn't experienced anything like what they were sharing. But let me tell you now, on this journey, truly bear witness and say, huh?
I said, yes, you're seasoned,
yes.
Huh?
I'm seasoned now. I mean, with whatever you use, that I'm seasoned, and I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Imam Ursdeen Muhammad Rahim Allahule. I have to say that Allah blessed me to open up in his arms and see the reflection of how this life can be so beautiful, even during hard times.
Yes.
You just hold on.
Yes.
You don't give up, even if you have to walk the floor, you don't even have to wring your hands because you just sit down, pray, sit down, lie down, whatever, and just leave it. Leave it with Allah. Praise be to Allah. Thank you, sis. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah. Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you so kindly, my dear sister, for sharing that information. And it just brings tingles all over you when you know your Lord, you know. And we don't like to, I don't like to, but putting it like, oh, he's only my Lord, because we all know he's the Lord of and creator of the heavens and the earth and all between, and that's all of us. And we want to make sure that all of us is feeling the same connection with him, the same love, because he gives it to us all. So we certainly do appreciate you so kindly, my love. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah.
Alaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Okay, that's beautiful. And now you see what I mean when I say season. You get it now. You know who I'm talking to when I say this. I'm talking to the new Shahadas. And just in case there's some of us that are seasoned and don't understand, you know how you got, I'm going to give it to you like this. Say, for instance, you might put some greens in a pot, okay? And you done cut, you done pick these greens and washed them and, you know, and you put them in the pot and everything, and then you say, you're going to have two pots. And then you're going to cook one pot. You're going to say, well, I just picked these greens and washed them. And I'm putting them in this pot, and that's it. I'm washing them and putting them in the pot and let them cook. And I'm pretty sure they'll probably be good. To some people, you know, they're like, but I don't eat salt or pepper or what have you, anything on the green. I just want to cook like that. So they're not seasoned, okay? And now how we relate that to us as believers is that we've not been through anything. You know what I'm like? See, so you can really, like the young lady was just saying, Martha Nina, she was saying, I didn't understand then. So you may not understand what I'm saying, season, because you're like, what do you mean? What you cooking? See, we're cooking up here. We're cooking Alice Learning Focus here, Learning Lab here. That's what we're cooking up on. And so when we say that pot of greens that you put on and you didn't put anything in them, you just put them on, put some water, and let them cook. Yeah, okay. But then you got this other pot of greens on here. You say, well, you know what I'm going to do? I think I'm going to put me some smoked turkey in here. Or I might put me a piece of lamb off in here, you know, or a piece of beef off in here and cook it out. But I like to, cook it down and then put it. And then you put it in there, and I'm going to put in some garlic and some salt and pepper and, you know, whatever else. But when you get through with that, that pot of green, now, I guarantee you, if they set that pot of green before you and they say, now, which one of these pots would you prefer to have, and you even just by on eyesight looking, you're going to see the seasons that are flowing around in that pot that's got that whatever that season, those seasons off in there, and then it's got the little turkey or beef or lamb in there, and you're going to see it, and you're going to take a little taste, and you'd be like, now I know what season is. That's for the babies that don't understand. And you know what? And I'm gonna take you all the way back again. You remember when the babies is born, and you know you gotta start them out with that pablum food, that little flakes or something, where you pour a little milk in it, and you can't do nothing but just use that because they system is sensitive. So that's where you all are as new Shahadas and new believers. Your systems are sensitive. And so we got to make sure that we don't just give you all of this season at one time, give you a heartburn or stomach burn or something, you know. So we have to take our time and give you a little bit here and a little bit there. And then before you know it, you got this pot brewing with all these seasons off in it, and then go, oh, Lord, you're going to go grab your piece of this cornbread and put it off in it. You'd be like, I know what they mean. Now I know what season is all about. So when you learn, you're getting this information, you're getting the description on how to prepare yourself to come close to being able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seeing. See, because when you say you believe in the unseen, which is, remember, one of the articles, then you saying, I do see you, Allah. I do see you. Because I saw you when you just moved that car or moved that object out of my way where I didn't get hurt. Or you might have been sitting and you saw somebody else going and you said, oh, my God, it's going to be disaster for them. And you see how Allah moves that thing out of that way. Now you gain some insight, which increases your belief and in turn increases your experience and in turn increases your faith. Isn't that wonderful? Okay, y'all, I believe I am due for a PSA, I believe this year. So we're going to do that, okay? And we do appreciate your patience so much. And, you know, you're listening to Alessandra Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected, your voice is protected. I am your host, Dapreeza Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we ask you to stick and stay. Please do not go away, and we'll be right back. Inshallah.
God's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Rain of Nation is world leader in seed nutrition and the first to market seed-based products. Our flagship product is called Soul, S-O-U-L. The main ingredient is the black cumin seed. Here are a few reasons to drink Soul. Support the healthy immune system. Give a body the boost to stay healthy and strong. Improve indigestion. Decrease infection. Remove inflammation and other benefits. This is an opportunity to improve your health and increase your wealth. Please call or text me at 914-434-375. Please join me in supporting CWSC, the Community-Wide Cereal Conference and AM 360, in remaking the world into a better place. We support the 50-year human family planning and look forward to doing business with you. Our website is raininternational.com. We are available at any time. Please call this number, 914-434-3275. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Mikhail Ukda, Assistant Imam of Masjid Al-Halim, New Medina, Mississippi, asking you to join me in supporting Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world.
Alhamdulillah, and we are back. And just a reminder, because I wanted to play this particular PSA, and I'm not seeing. I thought I had put it up there, but just as a reminder, just give me 1 second here. I thought I really wanted to play this one. Okay, I'm gonna do it one more time. I'm gonna try to look at. Okay, I'm not gonna worry about it. I'm just gonna tell you about it. I'm not seeing it because I thought I had it up here to play right there, but I don't see it. Okay, so we are back, and we certainly do appreciate you being here, right here.
Assalamu alaikum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilizing the books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad here on America Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matter. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah, we're back. I'm going to leave that to right there because what I was trying to do is play everything that was upcoming for tomorrow. But we're back, and you still have a few minutes now. If you have any questions or comments that you want to share, you got a little time. Actually, we got about 25 minutes left here on the program. So anytime you want to press 1, any of you that are out here in AM360.org land, You're going to need to dial in at 515-605-9891 or dial in at 425-292-4253 and press 1. We want to remind everyone that you can listen to our 24-hour podcast programming, live and podcast programming by going over to am360.org, where you're at now, or dialing in at 701-719-4197 and visit our parent cooperation community-wide share conference. And I can't say this is enough, because you know what? When you go over to cwsc.us, knowing that that is all of us together involved in this group intellect, in the intelligentsias of CWSC, and we're all a part of it, and those that are doing volunteering and everything, you want to go over there. It's a lot of great information. It's going to give you a lot of knowledge and insight of CWSC and the intelligentsias under the components that are in that intelligentsias components. Also, you know, you can email us. Again, it's going to be at info@cwsc.us, and you know how to use the email, and you want to ask a question, share some information, give us some knowledge or something that you think that we know that maybe we don't know. You can do that as well with that email. A lot of great things. Also, you can leave us a listener comment. Give us a like on Facebook. Leave us a listener comment at the 910. That's our business office, the 910-317-0297. Now, sometimes if you call in and at that business office number and you may get a recording, that's okay. You may, but not necessarily, because you might call at the right time when there's someone available to answer right then and there. But if you have to leave a message, do so. Leave it, and someone will definitely make sure to get back with you. And remember, however you choose to connect with us, we look forward to hearing from you, and we do appreciate you kindly. Alhamdulillah. Now, tomorrow, Sunday, starting at 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, right here on AM360, we want you to join in to study Al-Islam with Fitra Muhammad and her guest. That's starting at 10 o'clock, study Al-Islam to 11 o'clock. Then, tomorrow is being the first Sunday of the month. We have our dear brother, Imam Omar Shakir. I believe he's from San Antonio, Texas. And I know you've heard his voice many of times, and he does the Juma quite often. But he'll be in at 12:30 to 1:30 right here on AM360. So then, check this out. I didn't forget that young lady. You know, I get her mixed up with Kalita Abaraziz, but this one here is... I got it right there on the phone. She come in at 4 o'clock. Going to start on at 4 o'clock. That's her, what's that baby name? It ain't Kalita, but she got a K in her name, too. And she going to start at 4 o'clock, I believe, and talk about it. But I'm usually there at her program, but she started at 4 o'clock. Thank you so kindly, Ma. Here's someone that's going to really explain it here. Thank you so kindly, my love, because you know I was struggling with it, don't you?
I heard, yes, and it's Lou Princess Aziz, and yes. She comes on with Keeping It Real, which you are doing. You're keeping it real. So that's what she's coming on with, Keeping It Real. And she's expressing the functioning of our brain and how, if the thinking isn't correct, the words, the input of information isn't correct, then the executive action of the brain won't be correct either. Tune in, 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so kindly, Martha Nyla, because because I listened into the young lady's program, and I really like what she's on. And you're right, she's talking about what's going on inside of our brains right now. And she was like, oh, I'm going to need more time. So I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, her, the extension of her time and everything. But, yeah, everybody, I appreciate you coming in and letting us know, because I get her and Khalid. That's it. They don't have the Khalidas together. They have the Aziz the same. And one is Lou Princess, and one is Khalida, Akbar Aziz. Yeah, alhamdulillah, they are sweethearts too. Yeah, so tomorrow, everyone, we're going to start at 10 to 11 with Study Al-Islam, 12:30 to 1:30 with Imam Omar Shakir. And that's Basics of Al-Islam. And then you're going to have from 4 o'clock, Lou Princess Aziz, Keeping It Real, Speak on It. Yeah, Keeping It Real, Speak on It. And then at 5 o'clock, you're going to have Imam Kareem Hamid and Michael Hameen. And if I'm almost sure, because he, you know, the thing of it, that kind of, you know, I get kind of confused on them sometimes, because, you know, some of the hosts, they speak on other programs, and so you be trying to connect them together. But I'm almost sure that Mahasan Abdul Salam is on there as well at 5 o'clock when Contemplations of Imam W.D. Muhammad with Imam Kareem Hamid and Michael Hameen, and I believe Mahasan Abdul Salam, inshallah. So, hey, you know, on a Sunday, and on a, especially on a, but usually every Sunday, everybody is here, but on the first Sunday, we add in Imam Omar Shakir at 12:30, 1:30. So join us, everybody, inshallah, tomorrow. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so now we are back, and where were we at? So we were still in this relationship, our relationship, in establishing this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, and I mean, we can say all that we want to say, and I can read all that we want to say, but it's still more. We can't tell it all to you in the one day. But when you take the pillars of the faith, combined with the articles of the faith, this is going to increase us. And then with our knowledge and wisdom and understanding, and then when we learn the Al-Asma ul-Husna, combine that with pillars, articles, Al-Asma ul-Husna, wow, there you have it. You know, you got one of them sundaes with the bananas on it, the strawberries, the whipped cream, the chocolate. Okay, I don't mean to be. Now, you know, I don't need to be calling out none of that. You know that, don't you? But that's all right. It's good. But I'm just saying, you really got the whole of it. You really do. You got everything you need in terms of the prescription. That's where I'm trying to go. The prescription that's been prescribed by our Lord and Cherisher, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Muqit, the sustainer of his creation, the heavens and the earth and all between, alhamdulillah. So as for the reality of things, every human knows that Allah, God, have power over all things and a will of his own. He does what he want to do. He does what is the very best for us because of his love for his creation. Remember, he is Al-Wadud. And Al-Wadud is Allah highly glorified as he, the all-loving. And yes, you're going to hear me calling out Al-Asma'ul Husna, the 99 known attributes, names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I experienced here, and when I say the 99 known, I also learned, I was trying to see where that was. I'm also learning about some, Allah is also bringing to me some of them that are not known in these 99 that we do know of, that these are some of the Al-Asma'ul Husna is named because these are the 99 known that are brought together in the hadith. They brought together in the hadith. They're the attributes and the names together in the hadith. And that's what is said, the Al-Asma'ul Husna. But I learned a young lady called me, a sister called me, and she said one of the attributes. She said, "Yeah, you know, Allah is it's in my mind. I just can't bring it up right now. But anyway, it's the cure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the cure." That's when she said it. You know, when she said, I can't remember the actual attribute right now. I'm trying to breeze right here through my book really fast. Thought maybe I might pick it up. It's kind of on my mind, but I don't want to say, and I'm not really sure. But when she said it, and I said, you know, I'm like, oh, well, she even told me something. Let me run here and take a look at my. She said, because when she said it, she said, because you know it is one of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm like, I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, I don't remember seeing it. But, you know, I wasn't going to dispute with her because, like I said, we only know these 99 that we're studying from. So you're going to hear me utilizing the attributes in my conversation, so that will help us to get more when you hear it and then you write it. The only thing about it, I'm not spelling it today because we're not going down the line of learning them. Because right now, remember that these that I'm speaking of, we've really actually, for the last couple of years, we've been going over these particular ones that you do, attributes that you do, and names that you do hear me make a mention of. So, and the reality of it all in learning, we come to understand that the power and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our mutadir, the all-powerful, you know. And all he has to do, hey, is say, oh, yeah, well, this is what it's going to be right here, and say B. And and he does, and it is whatever he says. And he gives his servant, us, the power to make the decision in the actions. He gives us the choice of it. But you know what's so good to y'all? When we actually learning about him and we're getting closer to him. And, you know, we're not perfect. And some of the things that we think might be the best action of our choice, when we actually really do ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He'll intervene for us. He will. He'll say, well, I see that that heart wants to do the right thing, and they're asking my help and my guidance in this. So even though they're going down this way, I'm going to switch them over on this side right here so they can still get what they're trying to receive, but I'm going to keep them out of harm's way by going that way, you see. So alhamdulillah, we love Allah, and we thank Him so kindly. And on the day of resurrection, when all of mankind, every person created, will be gathered and questioned about how we lived our life. Isn't that something? And that's beautiful. It gives us hope and anticipation in actually standing before our Lord and being questioned on the day of resurrection about how we lived our life. Because when we have in our heart, let me check here. Hold on, baby. Let me just check. Because when we have it in our heart and mind and soul, I do apologize. Some felt, see how loud? See, He alerts us. Because we can get go on and on. We human. So He can alert us. And my apologies to you, my dear brother, but I'm going to open your line right now. We do have a caller, everyone. Welcome to Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab. State your name and where you're calling from. Assalamu alaikum to you, my dear brother, Mark Shaheed.
Alaikum assalam to you, my dear sister, the priest Abdul Hadi, and to your very distinguished radio listener audience there, AM 360 radio. This is Mark Shaheed from the STL, the gateway city of St. Louis, and the Show Me State of Missouri. I want to say alhamdulillah that the praise and the thanks belongs to God first and foremost always. Just want to commend you on excellent production again, Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab. Yeah, so try and get that mixed up with my brother Imam Nazim Pasha, as he has Al-Islam-based conversation on IWDM radio. But this is an excellent production and what Allah has blessed you to produce. And in looking at the resurrection, in terms of the belief in the day of resurrection, it's actually the day of accountability. And one of the things about the day of accountability, it is to let us know that this temporal life that we live in is very it's not inconsequential. That it has a significance. It has an importance. We can see the difference in those persons who are not God conscious or consciously regardful of this life. We see it every day. And it's so very, very important when you're conscious of what God's word is, and in containing His word is what His will and way is, and those who accept God's word. So when you accept God's word and you don't reject it, then Allah will bless the heart, and He will bless the mind to know this is what it is, this is my will, and I want you to take that will that I have given to you, a limited free will, and to think for ourselves, I want you to take that and conform that to my will, conform it to my will, and be obedient, just follow what it is I'm telling you, and you understand, I want you to look at the tradition of my Rasul, my messenger, Prophet Muhammad, because he's a Basharun Muslikum, just like you. So I want you to take those two things and follow and obey Allah and obey His messenger. And if you do that, On the day of resurrection and the day of accountability, you can be assured the Jannah, the paradise. This is where the soul is trying to get back to, you know, just simply put. I know you don't have much time, the priest of Hadi, and I know you want to go off on time, but I've been remiss if I hadn't said that much, put my little 2 cent worth. But the day of accountability is very, very, very important. And, and for those who are conscious of that belief, and they live their life in accordance with, I know I'm going to have to answer for what I say and what I do. So the only thing that's going to precede us in our transitioning is going to be our deeds. The question becomes, and everybody has to answer this individually, and even as a community collectively, what did we do? What did we do? Did we do good deeds, or did we do bad deeds or evil deeds? And now we have to be accountable for what it is we do. So, and what we say. So Allah is Al-Alim. He's all-knowing. He's Al-Basir. He's all-seeing, you see. So, and but he is Rahman, Al-Rahman, and he is Rahim. He's the most merciful benefit, the most merciful redeemer. I'll stop there. I think I said enough. So may Allah continue to... Ma'am?
It makes me happy, Brother Mark, and especially when you all come on and you're sharing the attributes of what, you know, you've learned, and you're bearing witness is what you're doing when you're sharing the attributes, that if you learn these, you know, what you're going to get from it, you know, and you're sharing the hey,
I learned. Yeah, well, you know, praise be to all the praise and thanks belongs to Allah first. But Allah is using you as a medium to teach these attributes, these 99 known attributes. There are others, but this is what has been given in revelation and also in the natural creation. And see, now you understand this is part of the elevation of the human being. To really know this and begin, like you just say, you're telling those who come to Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab. You're saying, as a teacher, instructor, you know, I'm going to be using more of these attributes. And you encourage others to use more of these attributes. And this brings us closer to, you know, sometimes people have a spooky way of looking at it and say, I want to get closer to God. I want to get closer to Allah. Well, you get closer to God, the more it is that God reveals to you who he is. We'll never know everything about God because that would take us out of being from being human. But Allah reveals enough to us that it makes us just realize who God is, and that we should reverence God and love God, and we'll be closer to God's will for us. See, we are part of God's creation, and there is a will that he has for us. He didn't just create. Allah says in the Quran, he created everything with an aim and a purpose, and we don't have to guess about the purpose. Everything comes to Allah as a servant. Everything, everybody, everything, it comes as a servant. Even those inanimate objects, you know, when you see rocks, stones, and everything, well, they're put there for a purpose, too. And they're utilized. They're studied, and they're utilized. They're made into something of use and benefit. So the whole natural creation is that of benefit, and it becomes a mercy to the human being. You know, to help to advance the human life that Allah has created. So everything has been put here as a utility for Allah's human creation, and especially for his obedient servants to be able to use. I could say a lot more. I said enough. I'm going to get off and get out of the way and let you go ahead and close down. But this is beautiful. This is really, really beautiful production. And these attributes that we see of Allah, it just makes us love Allah that much more to know that He has these type of attributes, and for us to learn them and then utilize them, oh boy, you know, how can you go against God's word? You know, you couldn't, or you shouldn't. All right. Yeah, so thank you so much. Allah continue to bless you and bless us. Alhamdulillah, that the praise and thanks belongs to God first and foremost. Always remember that. Thank you. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam to you, Brother Mark. And again, thank you so kindly for timing in and sharing with us. It always encourages to do better. It just encourages us to, I know it seemed like you can't do it, but yes, you can. You can do it. Just keep moving. Yes, I can't move my feet. Yes, you can. Go on and move it. So we appreciate that, kindly. And all of you that press one and come in and share, you've given us encouragement. And we certainly do appreciate that. Alhamdulillah. Okay, yes, it has come to that time, everyone. And I certainly enjoyed you all. And I do appreciate you so kindly when you do press one. And even if you don't press one, I just appreciate you even being here. And you'd be chilling out, listening, and you'd be filling up with that information that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before I come on, I'm like, oh, Allah, help me with this. Show me what to say. Give me what to say, you know, and guide me in this. And this is what He does. And you all press one and let me know that it's related. You're relating to it. And we appreciate that dearly. Now, alhamdulillah, may Allah bless us with the fantastic upcoming week and Jumu'ah Mubarak. And remember the homeless, those that are in need, and we ask Allah to suffice them into what they need and their families, bring their families whole, and food, clothing, and shelter that He has promised to give us, that He's already given us, and that they're blessed to receive of it. Those that are ill, have health issues, and we ask Allah's help to heal us. He is the healing. That was the attribute that the young lady gave me. I can't think of it in the Arabic yet, but it was about the healing, curing. And do you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does just that. So whatever we may want, there's a healing. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a cure. There is nothing that we can have that our Lord cannot take from us and cure. So depend on Him and trust in Him for that. And so with that, we say, I mean, may He quick heal us and cure us as though it never had been in our lives before. We pray for those that has returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, and as for us as well, when our turn come, that He will have mercy and forgiveness on them and us, and grant us with His blessings, special blessings of the paradise. And that's why we're working on the Al-Asma'ul Husna. But remember, we still got to do good works. You still got to do good in order for the Al-Asma'ul Husna to take its effect. You know what I'm saying? And then so we pray and we say that, Ameen. And we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those of us that are handling, dealing with it, being as patient as we can about the fact that our loved ones has return to our Lord, that we pray Allah that we'll all join back together again in the day of resurrection, the day of accountability, inshallah. So with that, I'm going to give you big old hugs and love. Oh, I love you too. I love you too. And we're going to go on and get ourselves ready to get out of here. And with that, we're going to, you know what? I'm thinking this is what it is. You remember last week I had to, but I'm going to go on and play this one. But remember now, if this say the 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. on this PSA, because this is going to be the one I'm going to send us out on, Alice Simon Focus Learning Lab, for next week. But you know, This is the new time now. The new time is where we at right now, 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern. So if this is the one, and I hope it isn't, but if it's not the new one, just keep in your head, oh, she means this is the old PSA. We're going to be back there at 5 o'clock. So inshallah, bless us all with a fantastic week and big old hugs and love to you and a new year Mubarak. That's right. You know, on the Islamic calendar, this is New Year's. Confetti, everybody. Blow you some horns, too. Put your hats on. Alhamdulillah. Hugs and love. Assalamu alaikum. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dafrita Hadi, director of the CWSC Model Community National Resource Directory and host of Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab. Here on AM 360 Islamic Radio Station, asking you to join me Saturday evening, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, to share stimulating Islamic information and insight as we unite our spiritual and intellectual perceptions and cultivate our human existence together. Inshallah, I will hear you at the lab. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you kindly.